For us, we have been enriched by hundreds of godly couples that we have met, that we have known, that we have loved, that we've learned from in ministry. And here are some of the lessons they've shared with us. And I just share these freely. I call them, and Bonnie and I have kind of summarized these as four steps to help you become transparent in marriage, and especially husbands. These are the things that we need to choose to cultivate to have this transparency. Number one, humble, transparent husbands ask for help. I mean, that sounds dumb, doesn't it? You would have thought of that yourself. You didn't need me to say that, did you? But think about the implications of it. Some husbands are like cavemen. They mumble, they grunt, and they go through life in a cloud of silence at home. But the way God wired their wife is that the wife wants to be asked to help because they like to spend time with us. Therefore, we must leave the cave of our silence and let them know what we are doing. We should ask our wives to do things, even if it's something simple like holding the tool we need for a project or going somewhere together to buy this or that. In other words, as our best friend, they should be included in our lives, our words, our thoughts. And in doing this, it makes them feel like they're a valuable member of the team. Ask for help. Just say, honey, do you have a minute? Could you help me with this? That little act is just a way to humbly, transparently lead. Number two, humble, transparent husbands share burdens. A burden shared is cut in half. A blessing shared is doubled. God's math in marriage is perfect. We should share the load, as Galatians 6:2 directs us. If we don't, we're robbing our precious wife of what God made them to be, our lifelong helpmeet. If we pray about our burdens with them, soon they will likely come up to us and share their own burdens so that we can help them bear them. See, by example, a wife will open up and share more and more of her needs as we share our burdens with them. A marriage is only complete when both partners love one another and fulfill the law of love that God calls us to obey, and that is to bear one another's burdens. Thirdly, humbly transparent husbands confess struggles. They not only ask for help and share burdens, they confess struggles. No one can protect our integrity better than our wife. We therefore ought to share our struggles with them. For example, whenever I think someone is too friendly, I talk about it with Bonnie. She can see things as a woman I never could as a man. As husbands, we should discuss with our wives any ideas, any problems, any fears, or any pains we're going through because they want to share the real areas of our lives. They want to know our struggles. Such shared burdens will bind your hearts together like nothing else. The vulnerability of sharing honest struggles will do far more to affirm the vital partnership that our spouses want to have than any fancy present or expensive toy or getaway ever could. Your wife knows that she belongs to you if you share real problems, if you share real struggles in your life. Finally, a humbly transparent husband will express needs. Nothing motivates a godly wife more than knowing her husband truly needs her. Remember, God designed a woman to be a completer. Right from Genesis 2, it says that she would complete the man, that she was the one who absolutely was designed by God to fit together and to glue to his life. As a completer, wives need to invest their time and strength in what will matter to their husband. Nothing will warm your wife's heart more than to hear the words, honey, I really need you, and just fill in what you need in your life from her. Perhaps it's time to talk, or time alone with her, or time to get away, or whatever you really need. Telling your wife how much you need her is the greatest thing you can do, because God made her to long to meet your needs. Husbands, we should decide right now that transparency will become our habit and that we are going to become the closest friend on earth to our wife. And God says if we do that, the reward will last forever.